This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. On Wednesday at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, former President Donald Trump's vice president pick, J.D. Vance, will speak to the crowd for the first time since his nomination. South Carolina alternate Republican delegate Karen Wild says she's excited.
I don't know a whole lot about him, but the things I've seen when he's been interviewed on TV, I've liked him. He's strong. I like his background. So I think he'll be a good VP.
North Carolina Republican delegate Russ Ferguson likes that Vance is 39 years old.
I think it's good that he's young. He brings some energy to a ticket that is really two fairly elderly people running against each other. And so I think it does provide a little bit of contrast in that regard.
The Republican National Convention entered its third day on Wednesday. Republicans are expected to focus on Democratic President Joe Biden's handling of the ongoing crisis in Europe and the Middle East. Former Trump administration officials are also expected to take stage. Democrats are aiming to nominate President Joe Biden early next month, even as some push for him to quit the race. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The AP has obtained a letter sent to Democratic National Committee Rules Committee members, which says the panel will meet Friday to go over the plans. The party said in May it would hold an early roll call vote before the Democratic convention to make sure the president would qualify for Ohio's ballot, which originally had an August 7th deadline. That has changed, but the Biden campaign insists the party stick to the date. The letter comes a day after some House Democrats said an early vote would stifle debate about a nominee and be a terrible idea. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com.